I am the ideal role model being. I am the ideal role model being. My life, my expression, my body, my affairs are the ideal role model being that I am. I show to the world who I am, and it is wonderful. Why is it important for me to be the role model being? Why is it important for me to be the role model being? I am the ideal role model being. Why is that important for me to be the ideal role model being for other people, for others in my world? Why is it that I am doing this for other people? Why is it that I am putting on the show of who I am and what I am for other people? Well, I'm not. I'm not being the role model being for other people. I am being the role model being for myself. I am the ideal role model being for myself. And that's all that matters. Every day I do the ideal things that I am. Every day I think the ideal thoughts that I think. Every day I walk down the street proudly, wonderfully, happily, living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every day I do these things, not because of other people. Oh, hardly. Not because of other people, but because of me. I do these things because that's my nature. And that's all that matters. My nature. Because my nature is the only thing that goes on in this world. My nature is the only reality. My role of who I am is who I am. Now, I'm not being a role model, which the term sort of indicates, for somebody else, but I'm being the role model for myself. Now, who am I? What am I? What is my goal for myself? What is my choice for myself? What is the direction that I'm going in my life? What is my attitude in my world? What is it that I think about? What is it that I believe? What is it that I honor and I respect? What is my role model for myself? Well, my role model for myself is that, number one, I like myself. And I am being myself and having fun. I'm living in a world of peace and harmony and joy. I am living in my choice of the world. I can choose to go into a raucous world or an unhappy world if I want. I can create that. Or I can go into a happy, joyous, peaceful world. If I want, I can create that. Whatever I want as my world, I create. Now, you say, we look at the Queen and she's a role model. She's a role model of what the ideal British citizen would be. If she's the Queen of England, Queen of Holland, she's the ideal role model of what the ideal Netherlands person would be. If she's a role model of Sweden, she's the ideal Queen of Sweden, the ideal role model for the Swedish people, wherever they may be. And you as a mother, or you as a father, are the ideal role model for your family. Your family looks at you and says, oh, that's what we do in our family. That's how we act in our family. That's how we live in our family. That's what we think in our family. And we live that ourselves. Now, if any time there comes an opportunity for us to violate that role model and not live according to it in our life, we can do that too. But if we are truly living our role model, if we are truly living our ideals, if we are truly being the ideal role model ourselves, we will always do what we believe is the right thing to do. It may not be the right thing for everyone to do. But we do what we believe is the right thing to do. Is it right for me to walk with my chin up and my chest out, my tummy in? Is it right for me to walk breathing deeply and enjoying life? Is it right for me to walk in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body? How about that? Is it right for me to walk in my whole and perfect body while other people may not be whole and perfect? I must do that because that's me. That's my nature. And when I walk in my whole and perfect body, when I walk in my ideal body anywhere in my world, what do I see? I see other people ideal just like me. I see other people walking in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. I see other people living in I'm their role model, but their role model by my sight, Now, are these people really all being whole and perfect, all being glorious, all being wonderful, all following my role model? Yes. And when I believe that about myself, when I know that my role model is so wonderful, because that's how I live, I would never think of cheating, stealing, taking something that wasn't mine. I would never think of telling a lie. I would never think of doing something unkind. That's not my nature. That's not my role. That's not who I am. I cannot do something contrary to the role model that I am. I am the role model for myself, and what a wonderful role model that is. I am the role model for the ideal within me, and what a wonderful role model that is. I am that I am. I am the ideal role model being. Now, I can only look to myself to see that role model. True, everywhere I look in the world, I will see the reflection of who I am. And if I look anywhere in the world and see a reflection of who I am, not being the role model that I believe I am, I have to clean up my act a little bit. I have to straighten out my inner thinking. It's me. I have to straighten out me, not the other person. And I don't have to bring peace to the world if I have peace within myself. If I am peace within myself, all my world is at peace. Well, that's being Pollyanna. That's not recognizing the facts. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When you are at peace, all the world is peace. When you are peace, all the world is peace. When you are divine, all the world is divine. When you are pure, all the world is pure. When you're naive, the very word naive, you're unaware of anything unlike yourself. You're unaware of anything unlike your natural being, your pure, innocent being. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. When we see people acting in innocence, acting in purity, acting in just absolute joy, then we too are acting that way. We too are living in that innocence, in that peace, in that absolute joy. We too are living in that wholeness, in that purity, in that wonder. We too are that. I am the ideal role model being for myself. And as I am this ideal role model, I look outside of myself. I look at the world that's a reflection of me. And I see it exactly like me. I see it exactly like me. And if I am a beautiful being, that outer world is a beautiful being. I don't have to go around creating things happening. I don't have to go around demanding that the world lift up its eyes unto the hills from whence cometh its help. I don't have to seek anything. I am that way. I am the role model. I live that every moment. I am the naivete of only good and purity and love and truth and joy and right action. I am the innocence of a child. I am the love that passes all understanding. I am the role model for me. And when I look out in my world, whatever I am in me, whatever I strongly am in me, whatever I believe about myself and live about myself and am about myself, my world is that. My world reflects exactly what I am. My world doesn't know any better. My world doesn't know any different. My world doesn't care. My world is just me, and it's wonderful. This is how life is. This is how all is. I am the ideal role model. And as I am the ideal role model, that is the stage that I look upon. It's the stage that respects and reflects what is on my mind, what is in my heart, what is in my life. And I am the ideal role model being, and all of my world reflects back to me the ideal that I am now and always. And how wonderful, how glorious, and how fantastic that is, because that's the truth about me and you and all. I am the ideal role model being.